Okay, welcome back. Hour number three. We have been trying to focus a little bit more lately on the emotional and psychological, if not psychiatric, results of being shot up or being shed upon, because it's working both ways. Now we hear reports from at least one hospital that some of the patients in there, I'm not sure if they're vaxxed or shed upon, because some of the shed victims are pretty sick, probably mostly vaxxed, but they're having to put literally a security person in the room. I assume these are two-bed rooms for the most part, but they're putting they call them a sitter, in case the people decide to get out of bed and get nasty. So I don't know what that story was exactly all about. I'd heard a little bit of it. Erica is here, and she told me about that. What else can you add to that?
Well, I when we had Nurse Ann on the program a couple months ago, she was relating a similar story, that people are coming in now in an altered mental state. And in some cases, they're hostile, belligerent, and they need to be restrained. And
are they buckling them in the beds, or are they just inoculating them with sedatives, or both?
I can't speak to that. I've just seen the reports. Probably in some cases, they have to use restraints. These people, as I said, have an altered mental state, and they need to be restrained or watched over.
This is not a good
what
sign.
What I'm hearing is the hospitals are becoming a real horror show. Not that they haven't been to some degree, but it's getting a lot worse.
In what regard? Anything special stick out?
The number of people, mm-hmm. and the severity of these conditions. It's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to have a babysitter in addition to just standard nursing care, you need a security guard or somebody that, you know, of some strength to be able to cope with somebody who's becoming...
Because of the potential of the patient to become...
violent.
Shall we say aggressive, violent?
Yep.
Yeah, not just verbally either. Apparently, physically, they're getting out of bed. And I think this can only be traced to one thing, and that would be brain damage from prions. I don't know what else to look to, and that's a simplistic reply, I know, but there's got to be a neurological reason of the brain why people would suddenly, or a relatively short period of time, become a different kind of person. They are. We're hearing this a lot.
Yeah, the brain is under attack, and it's probably through multiple mechanisms. They're probably also hypoxic, meaning that they're not getting enough oxygen in their brain, and that alone can put you into a panic when your oxygen levels fall appreciably. But they probably have blood clots, amyloid clots. Their liver and kidneys are probably not filtering their blood as they should, so you're getting toxins in the brain that way.
Not good.
No.
And it's only going to get worse. These are trends that Erica is able to pick up on social media. They're not just a random one-off kind of a thing. These are being reported. And we'll get more information from Nurse Ann down the road here. She's very well connected to the whole industry, which is not getting any better, as Erica said. It's getting worse. I just honestly don't know if these people in the hospitals even know, a lot of them, what they're doing anymore. I'm guessing this is just an outside view, but there are too many things going on, too many angles to this. Spike protein, for example, just one thing. How can they possibly stay up with it all when none of them even know what most of you people know from listening to this program? They can't. They can't do it.
No, as I understand it, too, there are still healthcare professionals that are not connecting the dots with these symptoms that people are exhibiting now with the vaccines.
Can't, won't, doesn't matter. It's a
doesn't
state
matter.
Of ignorance, and it's really not helpful to the patients who are being mistreated. Not mistreated in the sense that they're being abused, but mistreated in terms of being misdiagnosed. They don't, these doctors won't face reality. Even the big names, some of them will not say the truth. They won't utter it. They keep beating around the bush. And I don't know what good that's going
to
do.
I think there's a entrenched desire to resist it. You know, because if you've been duped all this time, the past 2 years, and you're one of these people that also took the shots, that's a hard truth to deal with. And I think they're going to resist it as long as they can.
Well, most likely. All right, we have a lot of examples of what we're talking about here to read for you. And I think these are really instructive for a lot of listeners. So we've gotten some emails. And when you hear it from the people involved, it makes a big difference. These are not purely anecdotal. These are coming usually first person, sometimes second, but they're real. And that makes a difference. So we've got healthcare workers here, a bunch of stories put together. So let's see what the first one is. Let's see. I'm a Pete. That's the second one. Let me take the first one. Yeah, I'll go through that. We'll see what we can pull out of these things to try to help make sense of it all. If you have to go into a hospital, I don't know what you're going to do. Who's going to advocate for you? As soon as you sign those forms saying that I give permission to the hospital to do whatever is necessary to keep me alive or to help heal me or to treat appropriately whatever I'm diagnosed with, good luck. Good luck. Because they just will not face reality in many cases. I'm a PT in acute care. That would be physical therapist, I assume. I've also done some pediatrics in the outpatient setting recently. Things are bad, really bad. The carnage is real. Many children are now suffering from POTS, Guillain-Barré, and seizures. The adult population in the acute care settings are getting younger and younger. We did this the other day, I think, didn't we?
Yep. We did read this one, yep.
It's worth going through again. The cognitive deficits. All right, this is from a healthcare worker. The cognitive deficits or decline are getting worse. So many patients resemble what can only be described as mad cow disease or zombie-like behavior in humans. Patients are impulsive, aggressive, and without inhibition. Now, we're getting reports of this in outside of hospital settings, too. People are becoming very aggressive and impulsive in other settings. Many do not know who they are or their family members anymore. Now, it reminds me of Bruce Willis. Obviously, he was shot up and he's suffering. They call it aphasia. And then Brad Pitt can't remember his family members by their faces anymore. They gave that another name. I don't know what it's called, but these people are obviously on the way out from being injected. If you can't tell your family members anymore, you're in trouble. They can no longer care for themselves and are declining physically as well as mentally. So many have cardiovascular and neurological issues, as well as unusual infectious diseases that are literally taking their lives. They're dying. The amount of deaths are like I have never seen in over 20 years in this field. We are calling security multiple times per day, and sitters, here's that story, are now having to be in so many of the patient rooms for patient and staff safety, not just the patients, something that was rarely seen in the hospital setting before the vax was rolled out. So this is literally a war zone. Sadly, most of the patients have no idea what has made them so sick. And I would suggest that many of the staff have no idea what has made them so sick either. May God help us when the pediatric population explodes from the recent authorization to give this poison to ages 6 months and older, And as you know, Moderna is trying to lower that to 3 months. And Pfizer is talking about doubling the dosage for all boosters. Think about that. See, this is not, it's kind of like the Ukraine war. There's no talk about disengagement or peace from the West. There's no talk about anything but send more weapons, more billions of dollars. So what will the outcome be? It's going to be a big war breaking out of Ukraine. What will the outcome be in the hospitals from all this kind of talk and all these observations? It's not going to be good. I think a lot of these hospitals may just close down in time. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyhow, go ahead.
All right, continuing. This is the same person. She's contributed multiple posts and is obviously seeing this firsthand. Hi, I'm in PT in a local hospital. Things are getting really bad. The number of injuries and deaths resulting from the COVID injections are skyrocketing. I have no words to describe what I'm seeing. People are literally losing their minds and bodily functions. The cancer rate is nothing like I've ever seen. People just are not making the connection. When a so-called awake staff points it out, they are dismissed.
Perfect solution. All right, go ahead.
Number three. So many significant changes in cognitive function. Many become agitated, aggressive, irritable, and unable to care for themselves. Some lose their memories, ability to follow commands or simple instructions. They can be very confused and childlike, or lose the ability to communicate altogether. They are simply diagnosed with, quote, acute brain disorder, encephalopathy, dementia, or delusional. These are people that were previously highly functional, working full-time careers, or were caregivers to their spouses before the jabs. Many patients are now in restraints, having security called to their rooms, or are requiring sitters in their rooms to keep them from harming themselves or hospital staff. So many are going to hospice as well.
Go ahead.
You know,
go ahead.
That's really, it's almost a carbon copy of what Nurse Ann
was telling
us. Was
that the same person?
Yes, AAV, yes.
Okay, all right. So, restraints, sitters in the rooms, I'm sure they're using sedation as well.
Yep, could be, yeah.
Okay, here's the next one. Yes, often they cause aggressive and very unusual behavior for the individual. They can make a very high-functioning person almost childlike, unable to care for themselves. They affect the neurological and cardiovascular system as well. A lot of diagnosis of acute metabolic encephalopathy and acute brain disorder. Many patients have sudden onset of significant cognitive decline and inability to function simply overnight. And I wonder how many of you listening have run into family members or friends who have suddenly changed. This is what we were talking about months ago. And now all of a sudden, it is being widely recognized in the healthcare field professionally. So I don't know if it means there's more of it or it's just being recognized. I suspect there's much more of it. I think this is cascading. I think it's getting worse all the time.
The onset seems to be rapid. You know, usually when somebody's developing dementia, you know, it happens over a long span of time. And in these cases, it seems like, well, I mean, these vaccines have only been out for a year, and many of these people are in full-blown dementia, late-stage dementia.
So what does that mean? Prion disease is just racing. No resistance at all, racing through the brains.
I wonder if it's yeah, it could be prion, but I wonder if it's more than one thing.
Oh,
you know, many protein folding diseases.
Yeah,
so many protein folding diseases involve, you know, one particular protein, the amyloid beta or tau, and in the case of Alzheimer's. You've got SOD1 or in the case of ALS, or, you know, it's usually one protein that's the culprit. And so the symptoms can come on gradually over a long period of time. But I suspect in some of these cases, there's multiple susceptible proteins involved in cognition and neuron functioning that are being affected. And that's why you're seeing such a rapid onset and just devastating outcomes.
I'll bet a lot of the split families are having similar things observed, dealing with people who get very agitated very easily now. And it has to do with the progression of their deconstruction as a viable life form, which is what these shots do. They take people apart.
Well, we've definitely seen the personality changes, and now I'm hearing it from more and more people, this just this unusual friendliness, clinginess. Our friend Ian on Friday was mentioning it, that these people don't seem to understand boundaries, social boundaries, and so they encroach on your bubble, so to speak.
Your physical
when they're
space.
Interacting with you. And mm-hmm. I think in some cases...
Breathing
cases,
on you all the time.
Well, that just this compulsion to get closer mm-hmm. and closer to you, and I don't know what that's about, but I suspect in some cases that's the first sign of, you know, a personality change, which can be an indicator that there's other things going on, deterioration or degeneration. And that is one of the things that this lack of inhibition can be an initial symptom of this process. And then the impulse control disorders.
Is this new or just being newly recognized and talked about?
Well, they've always been a hallmark of, you know, mental illness. And I think it's been on the increase in the last maybe 10 years or so, and it seems to be somewhat in lockstep with all the EMFs and the other neurotoxins in the foods. You know, the brain's been under attack for some time, but these things are certainly not helping, these injections.
Okay, here's another one. Please speak out in every way, says someone, and the answer is, I'm trying. It is getting to the point that nobody will listen. I'm watching many of my jabbed coworkers decline in their health as well. They think those of us who are speaking out are crazy. It's hard to watch them lose so much weight and decline in their health as well. I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing. The numbers of Guillain-Barré.
Yep.
The next one is short. The numbers of Guillain-Barré patients, it's not CJD, it's Guillain-Barré, which is recoverable in normal circumstances, usually. The number of Guillain-Barré patients in the hospitals has skyrocketed, exclamation point. Physical therapy is the best treatment that I know of for that. So there's another one. This thing is, it's like it's spiraling out of control and disintegrating as it spirals. It's getting worse. The profiles are just frightening.
Yep.
Okay, you're up.
All right. Same person. I'm a PT in acute care. The cancer rates after the shots is skyrocketing. I used to work in oncology before the pandemic, so I have something to compare it to. 95% of my patients are in for adverse reactions post-injections. Our hospice floor is overflowing. It is a horror movie. People are literally losing their minds, security having to be called due to agitation and suicidal ideation in my patients is at an all-time high. Blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, paralysis, Guillain-Barré, hepatitis, kidney and heart failure. The list doesn't end. And someone to that says, leukemia is exploding in my hospital.
Didn't we hear about another case of leukemia today? I forget where.
Probably.
There's somebody else went into a hospital and found out he or she had leukemia. Surprise!
Oh, that was a shedding story. Yes, yes. The woman got it from her husband.
Correct.
And
yeah, that's right. She was not
started with uncontrollable hemorrhaging, and the doctor declared her sterile. And then I don't know, a week or two after that, they determined she had leukemia.
And these cases of leukemia often run wild in a month or two.
Yes,
didn't we see
they're very fast.
People were dead in a month, something
yep.
like that.
Yes, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, yep.
All right, someone else adds, yes, I've been observing an increase of cancer in a strange way. In just a few days, they are diagnosed and in very advanced stages. When people just started to have the symptoms. Just start to have symptoms and you're diagnosed with advanced cancer. Different types of cancers, different ages. From people I know, it has been leukemia, stomach cancers, and one prostate cancer. So it's just, as we project it, no immune system, interferon knocked out, P53 knocked out, the blastoma one, you know all these, that they're all knocked out. So cancer just runs crazy.
Yeah, it is. But we knew that, the animal studies.
it's airborne cancer, airborne AIDS, airborne mad cow, airborne death.
Yeah.
I talked to someone, and nice gentleman, and he asked me, said he had a girlfriend, and he was thinking of maybe dating someone else, but that someone else had two or three shots, I can't remember. And what did I think of that? And I don't... We've seen so many stories and read so many stories about people vaxxed and unvaxxed getting together, and the results are almost horrific. You just mentioned the one about the woman who got now leukemia from her husband.
Freshly vaxxed husband, yes. Yep, 29 years old.
So I don't know what kind of future they have to look forward to. Last one. Go ahead, finish the last one.
Okay. I'm so sorry for your loss. I am watching patients and their families being devastated by these evil injections every day, only to be dismissed by the very doctors they trust. It is horrific and criminal. I have seen so many lives lost, too many to count. So we still have that disconnect in the medical establishment.
It's not going to change. No, it's not going to change.
Not soon enough.
No, it'll be way too late. Okay, the issue of shedding, and let's just say it. If any of you out there are thinking of dating someone who has the opposite vax bioweapon status that you have, don't do it. It's not fair to either one of you. Don't do it. And as hard as it is, the only real sure way to protect yourself is to stay away from the opposite of being vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot hang around your opposite. You gotta draw the line. Unless you don't care, but then we have the issue of people lying about their status. And they are lying.
Yeah. Yep.
Somebody wants to date somebody and the person says, are you vaxxed? The person answers, are you? Well, yes, I am. Well, the other person says, "What? Well, yes, I am too." They lie, and the inverse would be true. People are lying. They did this with AIDS. I used to watch these stories come in all the time when I was working on AIDS. People would just lie.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the same dilemma now. Okay, shedding and smells. We did spend some time in the last program about this, and got so many different descriptions of what smells people were smelling. What were they like? There's no single underlying description that I can remember. There were just a lot of them. Maybe it's an individual
thing.
I don't know. There were some similarities.
They equated it to, you know, a dryer sheets or a heavy-duty sanitizer of some sort. But then there was
like Lysol.
Lysol, Pine Sol. But then some of them were mixed in with a rotten smell, sulfur, rotten egg smell.
Outhouse.
Like an outhouse, yep.
That's what somebody said. Smell like an outhouse. So there's a variety of interpretations of what these smells are being described as. They're clear. People are smelling something. And this is, I think, relatively new. I don't think they've been smelling this all the time and not saying anything about it. I think people would have said something. And it may be that
they're being tipped off now, because a lot of these people are having physical reactions. I mean, just feeling sick around these vaxxed people that are shedding, and then they, you know, there's a smell that goes along with it, so that the connection is now made.
I don't know. Okay, we have some shedding reports, and I know a lot of you are very worried about this. What do I do? How do I know what to do? Who do I trust? These are terribly difficult questions. We don't have any answers. All we can do is try to let you know what other people are facing and hopefully help you make your decisions. But quite clearly, it is not intelligent behavior to begin a romantic relationship with someone who has the opposite vax status you have. That's nuts. That's crazy.
Especially when we're pretty sure that one of the purposes of these injections is to cause sterility.
Yeah. Well, you read that one earlier. The doctor pronounced the woman sterile.
From the hemorrhaging, presumably.
Yep.
I'm not sure how.
Well.
I guess time will tell, but you know, it's not just that. Now she has some form of leukemia.
This is really horrific. It's getting worse. Okay, let's start off with some shedding reports here. Go ahead.
Okay, burning. We've got the first one. Oh, burning, yes. I think it affects me that way, too. I was in the emergency vet with my cat for 2 hours, and it took 2 weeks to get my skin to stop burning. I don't get a rash, only a burning sensation that travels. Now, I'm going to guess that's some kind of a neuropathy. And we know the spike will affect the nerves.
All right, the next one makes the point again. Stay away from vaccinated people. I lost a baby at 12 weeks after cleaning a freshly vaccinated doctor's shower. Can't think of anything much more pleasant than cleaning someone else's shower. It took 13 months to be able to conceive again. I react so badly to jab people, though. I can taste it, I can smell it, and I get very ill. Nearly 2 months now, staying away from everyone. It's a hard call. It's a hard choice. We're social animals. They call it a society, social. And people don't want to do that. But we've got about an 80-20 split here between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. This is approximate. So it's not easy. And I think they're going to have to come up with some kind of a spike test to see if someone's telling the truth about being vaxxed. Because I think lying is going to become extraordinary at some point fairly soon.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine how they're going to determine that. There certainly will be hallmarks in the blood, but how many people are going to submit to a blood test before they go out on a date with somebody?
Okay.
Who's going to verify it?
Exactly.
Who's going to interpret it?
Number three, go ahead.
This is pertaining to pregnancy. I've been trying for number four. I had number three, meaning her child, was forced to wear a mask during birth. I know. I could have said no, but she came so quick, I didn't have time. Anyways, I've lost a few babies since the shots rolled out. Been trying since September. I can't fully go into hiding, but my plan is to decrease my exposure to once per week out of requirement. My boss could not find anyone to take over my nursing facility, so I will have to visit once weekly. And on that topic, this was pertaining to women trying to make a decision of whether or not they want to have a child, given what's going on in the world. And this person says, from a spiritual perspective, every soul that revisits Earth is doing so purposefully and with a mission. It's not putting a burden on them. Everything happens exactly as it's meant to.
Well, I've always found that to be a bit of a cop-out, but whatever. Somebody want to hold on to that, that's okay. You do have free will, and you do have the ability to make decisions and choices. All right, here's another one we missed. Curious, any other ladies in here considering a new baby during this crazy time? I've been fence-sitting for years and would love to pursue parenthood, and I don't want to let the apocalypse take away my desires due to fear. I am worried, though. I feel selfish. I'm worried I'd be setting them up for failure. Any thoughts or words of advice? And, you know, these things are really sad to read, because there's what can you say except the obvious to people, and they don't really want to hear it. Stay away from
forget the idea
of having a child now. Just not now. Forget it. Maybe in a year. Let's see. Take a look back then. I wouldn't. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I think there's a hesitancy or reluctance to believe that it's as bad as we're saying.
Big denial. Huge. That's what people do.
I don't think, and none of us has ever lived through anything like this. It's unprecedented.
No.
I mean, to think that your fellow human beings could be weaponized against you is just...
Well, they are.
Almost unfathomable.
They exactly are that. Okay, here's another one. Just be cautious with whom you are around while pregnant. I worked at a food bank through my last pregnancy and ended up having a placental abruption. Is that a correct word? Abruption?
I don't think so, but, well, okay.
I'd say so. She had a placental rupture at 32 weeks. My local hospital did an emergency C-section that saved our lives after being sent home from the first hospital my doctor had sent me to. My son spent 17 days in NICU at the hospital that sent us home, and it was a horrific experience. They would have kept our baby there for longer if they could. We never left his side and started doing all his cares. More to it. But yeah, we were lucky we made it back in time and that he did so well. He is now 3 months and doesn't seem to have any problems. But I'm worried to have to go back to work since I'm breastfeeding. Not sure if the shedding will affect him. Well, this is apparently an unvaxxed woman.
Yes.
Or do we know? All right, these are all unvaxxed.
No, unvaxxed. Yep.
All right, so... She's breastfeeding. She cannot be around other people.
No.
And I don't know who's going to tell her that. No one.
Yeah, I think, and the damage from the spike, you know, if she's transmitting this through breast milk to the infant, he, you know, by the time it becomes apparent that he's been poisoned,
too late.
You're at a critical point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why take the chance?
Don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Second group. A couple more. I've lost 4 pregnancies from being near the vaxxed. A couple comments to that. I'm so sorry. Are you able to do a full disconnect to protect yourself? And the first one says, I'm planning on staying away soon to try again, but unfortunately I have to go once weekly into my nursing home. I'm going to try the dandelion tea. I'm so sorry for your loss, too.
Dandelion tea. Pine needle tea.
Well, those are, at least the dandelion, I think, I'm not sure about the pine needle, but the dandelion has been shown to bind parts of the spike protein to make it less biologically active.
They've actually
done
work
with
spike, with spikes? Did you do that?
There was a study that came out that showed that, yes, it has that ability to bind to the spike protein. Probably mm-hmm. not as good as ivermectin, but better than nothing.
Okay. I'm in the second group here. Number one. Do you have another one?
Shedding?
In that first group?
No, I'm on that's...
Okay, we'll go to...
We're out of sync here.
We want to make it totally understandable that this is not just happening here. This is happening around the world. Here's the next one. I'm in Turkey. How many times have I come back from the dead because of the spike protein? It was like a heart attack. I was a teacher at school, and I cannot work anymore. They make me sick, and they don't believe me. My blood is clotting. I've had headaches, dizziness, gut pain. I understand you. Those who did this to us must be held accountable. I don't understand you. I Google your words. Good evening. May God be with us. And someone writes in response, I'm so sorry you aren't able to work anymore because of this. Have you found something to help you detox? That's number one in the second group.
Okay, you can tell with some of these, English is their second language.
Right. Okay, the next piece on that one is, I can understand you. My husband is jabbed too. We live in Austria. Everyone around us has gotten vaccinated. My blood is clotting too. I'm starting to get spider veins on my legs. Arranged an appointment for the blood test next week. We'll see what they can do about it. By the way, does anyone know how I can stop varicose veins from forming? Thank you in advance. So this is evidence of amyloids pushing veins out, apparently.
Yeah,
causing
blood
them to bulge. Yes?
Yep. Definitely a circulation issue.
Yeah. All right, number three?
Number three. I had small spider veins on my right foot and leg after the first big shedding, and I put rubbing alcohol and apple cider vinegar on my legs and made baths with natron and onions. The spider veins are gone, but I do not know if I just had luck or the things I did helped. Food is also important. I eat lots of vegetables and use spices, lots of garlic. Another one says, here, this will help thin the blood, and you should help the veins, too. Have a read up on it. It's natokinase.
Okay. Go do 3, 4, and 5. I'm a little out of... Go ahead.
4, 5, 6. Okay. That was 3 for me. The dizziness is constant. Someone replies to that. Me, too. Dizziness is what I experience, too, besides a sore throat. Yes, randomly intense sore throat comes on. And then here's a new one. Okay, so my kid's dad is 4 times jabbed. They kept coming home with EMF/radiation symptoms until he got the 4th jab or second booster. Once he got this, their symptoms changed. They said he slightly smelled of propane, but now he intensely smells of propane. So research led me here. Tuesday, my eldest son, only, was in close contact with his dad for 4 hours. He came home with the symptoms described. He came overnight to my bed, got up in the middle of the night to feed the baby, and I couldn't walk straight. I kept falling over. My head was fuzzy, like carbon monoxide toxicity. My left side was just useless. Brain fog. It's slightly reduced, so I can walk, but if I bend down, put my head backwards or to the side, etc., the dizziness comes on. It doesn't reduce, and I start feeling nauseated to the point of feeling like I'm close to vomiting. It saps all the energy from me. We have come away to limited people, very rural, limited Wi-Fi, etc., and the symptoms are not lessening.
There's one more.
Number seven, okay.
Hi, all.
Yeah, so I was on about the ethylene oxide gas being exhaled by quadruple jabbed, and it keeps intensifying due to the mRNA. I am not recovering at all now. The dizziness is constant. If I move my head back, down, or side to side, it's unbearable and intensely nauseating. So this is just shedding symptoms.
What are they talking about ethylene oxide, EO, again?
Well, someone thinks that these vax people are off-gassing ethylene oxide. No. Ethylene oxide was what they used to sanitize the swabs.
Allegedly,
yeah. It's carcinogenic.
Okay, here's the next group. Smells.
Why don't we go to to the pets?
Okay.
I think the pets are sort of interesting.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Does anyone know how to find an unvaccinated cat groomer in Los Angeles? I am so sorry for my aunt's cat, who keeps getting extremely long claws, and she can't bear to clip them or be around when I might do it. I used to be able to take her to a neighborhood groomer, but once they started insisting on everyone being vaxxed, the cat comes home sick and makes us sick.
Okay, I'm pretty sure my cat is horribly affected by shedding. She is hyper by nature, but gets extremely aggressive at times. Interesting. Seemingly out of nowhere. This comes right out of nowhere. I lived in an apartment and my neighbor smoked excessively. I thought she was reacting to that. I've since moved to a townhome and she was fine for 4 months, but just got aggressive this past week. I'm starting to realize that the timing coincides with the first vaxes and now the boosters. Not sure if neighbors are vaxxed, but if so, and if I can smell their food, etc., through the vents, most likely I'm also getting their shedding. And so is my ultra-sensitive cat. Please, God, make it stop.
Mm. All right, next one.
Okay, it
just can't be a coincidence that you say this. A once-jabbed person is vaxxed in our home, and our newly rehomed cat also has similar symptoms. He has sores on his belly, which looks like a rash. This rash moved from one leg to his paw, his mouth, to his belly, and now to his other leg. Sometimes they heal. He's bitten off all the fur on the backs of both of his legs. He is super stressed, sometimes angry, and has had diarrhea many days for the last few months. I've changed his food, his litter, his fountain. Could it be shedding? Poor baby. What can I give him? I've been trying to get an appointment with his holistic awake vet to no avail yet, but on the phone she was adamant that her clients hardwire their tech and remove Wi-Fi at a minimum in their homes. good point.
Hmm. Animals seem to be absorbing this crap from vaccinated people. Shedders. Cat died of leukemia. Another from blood clots. Try giving animals colloidal silver. Can't harm them. Keep pets far away from vaxxed people. They are sentient beings. Cats can heal bones. They move on a spiritual frequency. Graphene and vaccines have low frequency and evil intent. Well, that's for sure. And we get into dogs now. A while ago, a few people posted about dogs and cats going missing, experiencing shedding symptoms, and running away from home. My local app has a minimum of 15 to 20 dogs missing per day for the last 6 months. 15 to 20 dogs per day for 6 months. Today, three dogs wandered on my lawn. Never happened before. Luckily, I posted on my neighborhood app, and the dogs were returned to their owners almost immediately. Just a few minutes ago, driving there, was a lady stopped in the middle of the road. She had crashed a dog. The dog died. The other husky that he was with ran away. People, please, please, please make sure everyone you know keeps a close eye on their animals, too. This is unbelievably sad. We have to come together more than ever and help each other out as much as we possibly can. Even if they don't believe in shedding, we can simply ask to make sure their fences are secure and that they watch over their animals. It's called responsibility.
Yeah, this is sad. Has anyone heard of shedding to pets? My brother's dog mysteriously died from liver disease a couple months after my brother and his girlfriend got the vaccine. And another one says, does anyone know if dogs can feel shedding? My symptoms are stinging on the skin when I'm around a jabbed person. Anyway, I was looking after my brother's dog over Christmas, and when my brother and his girlfriend, both jabbed, got home, they said that the dog's fur looked better than ever, that it had sores on her belly. Anyway, I went to visit him yesterday, and the dog had the sores back. She looks so sad, and she's bitten the skin off the bottom of one of her paws. I just want to know, I really hope dogs can't feel shedding. Please, can anyone shed some light on this situation? My heart hurts at the thought of the dog might be suffering, because I know how it feels.
I need help. Has anyone seen anything published on effects of vax shedding in dogs? Twice my dog has had brief but close contact with vaxxed individuals. Both times, about 5 hours later, she seemed sick. She growled if I got near, wouldn't let me touch her, seemed to spike a low fever, appeared unable to swallow, pacing and wanting to go in and out. She's on MMS in her drinking water, 4 drops per gallon, so I upped it to 5, seemed to resolve by morning. The last time was at the vet when she had her nails trimmed. I'd like to find something out about this, but I'm coming up empty. A woman I know has 3 small Pomeranians, and all 3 were quite unwell after she was jabbed. The smallest one was the most sick. They all spend a lot of time very close to their owner, so not at all surprised they got sick enough for her to take them to the vet. Number 6.
Okay. I think somebody asked what they can do. Might see if they will at least try dandelion. My friend has 3 small dogs, and her roommate has been poked 3 times. The dogs are so sick with a number of conditions now. All keep getting worse.
See?
It's very hard on animals. Nick won't let those individuals in my home. Would they let you keep the dog? This just breaks my heart for these creatures. It's a slow kill. Ours did. I'm not sure what ours did what. We put her on 2 drops of MMS per gallon of in her drinking water, and she recovered almost immediately.
The last one, is many animals are starting to be affected. I've seen some that lost their puppies to far more serious health issues. Cats seem to have the worst as their bodies process things much slowly, more slowly. There have been people on this group, I think, that have noticed animals being affected. Try searching. Well, we just read you a whole long list of things that will give you the basic understanding that these shedding stories are not restricted to people. And as bad as these are for pets who can't tell us how they feel, imagine people trying to hide an illness or understanding that shedding might be a problem, and we've got this denial issue. It's getting worse. It's not getting better.
Yeah.
Bad. Anything to add to this about pet care? Just keep them away from vax
people.
Well,
yeah, just be cognizant that, you know, it isn't just people being affected with this poison.
And they would be inhaling it just the same.
Touch, you know, when the animal licks their fur, if they've been handled by a vax person.
Yeah. Not good.
This is it's just more tragedy.
All right. Well, we'll keep you up to date on lots of different things here. And this is one. So start thinking about your pets and your children, of course, and yourselves, because this is not something restricted to the vaxxed. This is now wide open. All right. That's it for tonight. Thanks, Erica.
Okay, Jeff. My pleasure. Have a good evening.
All right. Be back in a few minutes with hour number three. Stand by.